Hey there, listeners. This is Justin with a quick random thought for you all on a Saturday. I just wanted to share with you, I go to a men's group on Wednesdays and on Thursdays. And on Thursday, I had a conversation that I thought would be relevant. And if you're interested in men's groups, 1 week from today, I'll be doing a full episode on that and sharing the work that I've done over the last couple of years. And I think it'll be relevant to a lot of listeners. But one of the things that stuck with me is we were talking about a gratitude practice, which is a great thing. It's often people will in the morning or at some point during the day, they will take the time to write down three things for which they're grateful. And there's a lot of scientific research behind this, that it is, I don't know the science of it, but it is rewiring your brain. It is retraining yourself. It is building up muscle for you to see the positive in things. And one of the things that I've heard in a lot of different contexts is it's really important to be as specific as possible. So instead of writing down, I'm grateful for my health, it's, you know, I'm grateful that I can go for a run outside today, or I'm grateful that I was able to play with my nieces last night for an hour and that I live so close to them. And that in being specific like that, we're training our mind to pay attention to the positive. And so the question, or the statement that one of the guys said that made me think of all of you and so many of us who've served in the military, is that the person said, you know, our minds are wired to see the negative, but it's not like we have a reason to be afraid. It's not like there are saber-toothed tigers today. And what he was meaning was that evolutionarily, we are trained, we have been bred to see the negative, because that's a survival mechanism. If I'm wired to see the negative, if I'm wired to see the things that could hurt me, that's actually helped us as a species survive as long as we have. But in more recent decades, it's more of a liability than an asset. The things that kept us safe by perpetually being vigilant are no longer as relevant, if that makes sense. But what I thought of, or what I, the realization I had, is that for the group of us that I'm speaking to, it's actually pretty relevant. You are living in an environment where there is the equivalent of saber-toothed tigers. You know, many of you listening are currently, or have in the past, spent a significant amount of time where you are at risk, where there are predators, where your life is in danger. And it came home to me in this group of men tonight that for the vast majority of the population, that's not true today, and that has never really been true in their life. For the most part, we are fortunate as Americans to grow up and live in an environment where we are on the whole safe, where on the whole we are free from harm. And in contrast to that, I realized how many members of the military and how many audience members from beyond the uniform, that's not true, that you have spent a significant period of your life in danger. And so it made me realize how for many of us, that part of our brain, that part of our personality, you know, everything gets stronger with use. And I'm betting that that part of us gets overdeveloped, that as a survival mechanism, because we are literally in environments where there is high risks, we are in an environment where there are extreme consequences, that has to build up a part of us that's just constantly on edge, that's constantly looking for what could go wrong, that's constantly looking to mitigate risk, that's constantly looking for an out, constantly looking for what to do if things go south. And so I wanted to just bring up this concept of gratitude practice because, you know, it is the antidote to that saber-toothed tiger fear. And I'm posing this because I imagine that many members of the military, many listeners to this show would benefit from that. And so I wanted to pose that as a challenge, and I'm willing to take that on with you to try for, let's just say, a week, to try a gratitude practice, and that is to physically write down, whether it's typing on a computer, or if you're old school like me, I really enjoy writing things on physical paper, but to take on that challenge for the next 7 days of writing down three very specific gratitudes. And it's something that you can do in under a minute, literally under a minute. There's not a lot of things that you can do that will have concrete, scientifically proven benefits for you, and it takes less than a minute. Maybe vitamins is one. So I would throw that out to you. If that seems either interesting, or if there is part of you that is extremely turned off by that thought, if either of those statements are true, I think this is something good for you to take on. And so if you would like to take that on, I would love to do that with you. And oftentimes accountability helps. So if you want to shoot me an email at justin@beyonduniform.org, letting me know that you are doing that. If you want to tweet at me, I will check my Twitter account once a month, JNasiri1 or @BeyondUniform, either one of those. But it may serve you, you know, regardless of my response, it may serve you to take an outward sign of accountability and just for 1 week. And so let me know if you do that. I will respond. I'm happy to even trade emails with you for the next week. If you send me your 3 gratitudes, I will respond with my 3 gratitudes and we can hold each other accountable. But I want to throw that out there because it just really struck me as how different the listeners of this show are to most of society at large who haven't lived with that fear. And I just want to, maybe I'm beating a dead horse here, but the members of my guys group, we were all talking about how much we would all benefit from this. And these are men who have not served in combat. These are men who have not served in these extreme situations. And they realize the extreme benefit to their own lives that they would have. So even more so, I'm imagining for our community here at Beyond the Uniform. Enjoy the rest of the week. If you haven't signed up for our mastermind group, it's not too late. Beyondtheuniform.org, you'll see it in the header now. It's under one of the first or second tabs. You'll find mastermind groups. Still accepting applications for that. Take care. More great episodes on Monday and Thursday. And check out next week's interview. 1 week from today on Saturday, I'll release the men's group episode with a lot more detail about this sort of work. Take care.